Speculation is growing stronger that the government is considering tough new measures that would reverse the onus of proof for Australians returning from fighting in wars overseas. There are reports in the Murdoch press that the Prime Minister Tony Abbott may compel those returning from Iraq and Syria to prove that they are not terrorists. The Prime Minister says the government will make announcements about new anti-terror measures within days, but he says community safety is the government's first priority. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
Australians going to fight in war zones, including Iraq and Syria, have prompted the government to look for ways to tighten anti-terror laws. The Attorney General introduced the first round of changes earlier this month. George Brandis says he'll present more changes when Parliament returns later this month. He says the government's concerned current laws are too narrow and don't adequately cover the general promotion of terrorism. The latest idea being floated is to reverse the onus of proof on people returning from Iraq and Syria. The Prime Minister Tony Abbott doesn't confirm that, but says his first priority is to keep the community safe.
And anyone who has gone overseas to engage in jihadist activity, is a potential danger to the Australian community. We do not want people who have been radicalised and militarised to be coming back to this country, not only with a message of hate, but with the knowledge and the insights that might enable them to bring some of the horrors of the Middle East back to our country. So we are determined to ensure that we do everything we reasonably can, consistent with our traditional principles of justice and freedom, to keep our communities safe. And the government will have more to say on this in the next few days.
Greens Senator Penny Wright has concerns about reversing the onus of proof so that people would have to prove they're not a terrorist if they've been in war zones.
There's no question that Australia needs to be vigilant against terrorism, but we must insist on ways to protect Australians from terrorism without overturning the fundamentals of our justice system. We are wanting to uphold democracy. That's why we are fighting terrorism, and we must be careful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Clearly, we would need to see the detail of any legislation, but as it's been described so far, it seems that this legislation could see Red Cross and other humanitarian workers in declared zones having to face court to prove they're not terrorists.
Government frontbencher Christopher Pyne said on Channel 9 this morning the laws might need to be strengthened further.
Obviously, the terror threat from returning jihadist fighters in the Middle East is the most significant security threat that Australia's faced in a very long time. And I understand the Attorney General, George Brandis, is considering measures that he might bring to Cabinet and to the Parliament in the coming weeks and months in order to address that.
Mr. Pyne says the government hasn't yet decided if it would reverse the onus of proof.
But obviously we in the government, and I'm sure the opposition in a very bipartisan way, regard the return of murderous terrorists who've been involved in the atrocities in Syria and Iraq as a serious security threat. And we will do whatever is necessary to protect Australians from some of the threats that some of those people are making or have made in the past. Obviously, if you're hanging around in the country areas of Syria for several months and you return, you would want to be able to explain why you were in a area that is beset by civil war.
The opposition leader Bill Shorten is warning that all measures need to be implemented carefully.
Well, not everyone who goes to the Middle East is a bad person. I think we've got to be very careful in this complex situation about demonising Australians of Middle Eastern background. But of course, people who go to Iraq and Syria and engage in activities with these fundamentalist jihadist groups are behaving in a manner which is completely against the interests of Australia. We do support making sure that anyone who thinks by some misguided view of faith they're wreaking violence in any part of the world, in particular in this case in Iraq and Syria, well, they're doing that is against the best interest of our country. We support the government monitoring them, but we just need to make sure that we're doing all of this national security, keeping a weather eye on people's civil rights.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten ending that report from political correspondent Louise Yaxley.